Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Super excited that today is my husband Patrick's birthday. Happy birthday, Patrick, if you're listening. We have been married 31 plus years now. He is a delight to me. He has been such an amazing cheerleader, and he once told me when we were first together, he said, "I want to make the latter half of your life much better than the first half of your life," and he has kept that promise. It's been such a blessing. So huge gratitude for a husband who loves well, and I know that's not something that I should take for granted. It is a blessing from the Lord. All right, I'm going to be reading from Proverbs 28, verses 15 through 28 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. "As a roaring lion or a charging bear, so is a wicked ruler over helpless people. A tyrannical ruler lacks judgment. One who hates ill-gotten gain will have long days. A man who is tormented by lifeblood will be a fugitive until death. No one will support him. Whoever walks blamelessly is kept safe, but one with perverse ways will fall suddenly. One who works his land will have an abundance of food, but one who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. A faithful man is rich with blessings, but one who is eager to be rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, yet a man will do wrong for a piece of bread. A stingy man hurries after riches and doesn't know that poverty awaits for him. One who rebukes a man will afterward find more favor than one who flatters with the tongue. Whoever robs his father or his mother and says, 'It's not wrong,' is a partner with a destroyer. One who is greedy stirs up strife, but one who trusts in Yahweh will prosper. One who trusts in himself is a fool, but one who walks in wisdom is kept safe. One who gives to the poor has no lack, but one who closes his eyes will have many curses. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous thrive." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, as I was listening to the news about another country going through turmoil and stress and bad leadership and leaders who are greedy to get gain, I'm just burdened by the nations of the world this morning and this need for godly leadership all over the world. And so, Lord, we just pray for the governments of the world. Of course, I pray for the government in my own corner of the world, but I also just lift up the governments in those who are listening today, their governments, that there would be righteousness, that there would not be any bribe taking, there would not be this desire for blood or glory, but that leadership would be servant-hearted. And Lord, I know that that happens on the grassroots level, so we pray for our local governments as well, that there would be people who want to serve, that law enforcement and firemen and firewomen would be there to hold up the law and help us to be upstanding citizens in our land, to bless the legal authorities in our lives with our obedience and the way that we treat other people. So thank you for that, Lord. And thank you that you hold the whole world in your hand. We don't need to be afraid that ultimately you are on your throne. And there will be a time in the new heavens and the new earth when everything will be set to right. So Lord, when we're in the now, in between the now and the not yet, help us to live in the tension and help us to rest in you. Lord, thank you for these cautionary tales about greediness, that those who are greedy will stir up strife, and yet you promise us that if we trust in you, we will prosper. We want our souls to prosper today. We want our hearts to grow and enlarge. Lord, I've seen it before of folks getting older where their hearts seem to get smaller and smaller and more narrow and afraid. Lord, instead, we want to say that every year of our life, we grow, our hearts grow larger and larger and larger. So I'm just so thankful that you are capable of doing that. In my own strength, I can't do that. I get smaller and smaller, but I pray that you would challenge us to take new risks and new leaps of faith so that our faith muscle grows and our heart and our capacity for you enlarges, so that we can become servant leaders, so that we can serve those that you've placed us around. And Lord, that we could be content and trust in you instead of trusting in ourselves. Lord, my own strength is small, but your strength is large. So I throw myself on you and just say, please be my strength in my weakness, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so, so grateful for you. I would love to hear from you. If you're listening, I'd love to hear how you found out about Pray Every Day. And you could just drop me a line at mary@marydemuth.com that comes directly to me and let me know how you found out about the podcast, where you're listening from, and maybe share a testimony about what God has been doing through this little ministry. I'm always really grateful for that. And I give all the glory to him. It's nothing about me. It's all about him. And I throw my hands in the air and worship because he's so worthy.